Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Hugh, thank you very much for that. Now, as we've heard, Ireland's first marine national park has been announced today. Pádraic an Áisiúintín Amara Cíorí will cover more than 70,000 acres on land and at sea, and it's been acquired by the state for a price of just over €12 million. In a moment, we'll be speaking to Ciarán O'Donnell, Minister of State for the Office of Public Works. But first, Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry, joins us on the line. And Michael, you're welcome. A good day for the kingdom.
Well, Sarah, look, any time that something new happens and that the state make an investment, of course it's welcome. But I would have to say I had reservations at the very beginning, because when it comes to our national parks, we have a beautiful national park in Killarney which suffers from continuous underinvestment and ongoing maintenance. The people that are in charge of the park do excellent work with the resources they're given, but we're continuously seeking the employment of more staff. And it's not good enough to just buy an asset like this for the state and walk away. Mm. It's a living, breathing thing that needs service. It needs investment. It needs minding. It's no more than any piece of property. You have to mind it and nurture it to have it be there and be in a good state for the public. But, I mean, if you take the rhododendron crisis that we have in the National Park in Killarney, we're continuously looking for funding for pets and, like I say, for rangers to work. The people that are there are excellent, but we could always do with more investment.
Okay. So we'll be speaking to Ciarán O'Donnell.
Welcome.
Yeah, oh, guarded welcome. Okay, because we'll be speaking to Ciarán O'Donnell in just a moment. We can ask him about that investment or the plans for that. On the basis that the government perhaps does plan to invest in and give it the attention that it needs, this is a welcome development in your view.
Well, I was on record when it was being stated that would or should the state buy it. I said that at the time that maybe I'd rather if they went over the hill and down into Dingle and bought a property and built local authority houses, because I'm interested in all species. And remember, the human species are very important as well. And housing and taking care of those people is important. But at the end of the day, the state have made this decision, the government have made a decision to purchase this. And, of course, I wish it well. There is a fear, of course, and you can't blame people for being concerned. The real custodians of the countryside in Kerry, for example, are our farming community. Mm. And I heard a lot of the Eamon Ryan, the Green Party leader, at their conference. He made reference, I believe, a number of times to the Healy Rays in Kerry and that the Greens were taking over. Well, I have a message back for Minister Eamon Ryan, who I'm sure is a very kind and nice man. But if he wants to come to Kerry any time, look, the electorate of Kerry, they'll make the decision whether it's locally or nationally. They'll say what they want.
OK, so a guarded welcome. And would you look forward to the potential tourism benefits?
Well, of course I would. But like I say, it is not enough for the minister. And Ciarán is an excellent person. But it's not enough to come along and say, we're doing great, we bought this. You have to invest in it afterwards. And my experience to date of national parks is they're not getting enough investment. They deserve more investment. The National Park in Killarney is the gym. It's a pride to all of us, but we want more investment in it.
Michael Healy-Ray, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And we also have, as I mentioned, Ciarán O'Donnell, Minister of State for the Office of Public Works, on the line. And Minister, we might get to some of those points in just a moment. But first of all, can you tell me, why has the state decided to purchase this park or create this park at a cost of €12 million? And could you give me a breakdown of some of those costs?
Well, thanks, Sarah. Well, first, the lands became available for sale. So there was over 3,000 acres came available for sale. So the state had a decision to make National Parks and Wildlife. And in terms of the Connor Pass, there's 1,387 acres. Then there's Inish Sand Dunes, just over 1,200 acres. And then there's Ormore River, which is about 686 acres. These are, sites that stand out from the ecological perspective. So the state had a decision to make. They purchased the various sites. A total cost, you said, of €12 million. Mm. The breakdown there is for the Connor Pass was €5.95 million. and the other two between them were or 6 million, roughly on average, about 3,600 on average per acre.
Okay.
So it brings together, what it really does more specifically, it brings together for the first time under the, I suppose, the first marine national park, ecological sites of major significance under the one umbrella. And it allows really to look at it both in terms of biodiversity, sustainability, in terms of into the future, and more particularly in terms of tourism. And if I could take one point as well that Michael Healy-Ray made, this will make no difference to what happens in the day-to-day lives of people in the Dingle Peninsula,
right,
be that farmers, be that fishermen, be that community,
all
it
right.
will continue as is. No
well, will it make any difference at all? Because we were speaking a little earlier to Jack O'Donovan Thraw, and he was saying that there's no new designations for nature, no new derogations, nothing is going to change on the ground from what he can see at this point. I don't know, do we still have the minister there, Minister Kieran O'Donnell? He seems to have just dropped off the line. We'll take a quick break No, we won't take a break. We're going to try and get Kieran O'Donnell back up on the line because I want to ask him about whether or not there are going to be any changes, any real changes, actually, when it comes to... I think we have the minister back up on the line, do we?
Apologies, Sarah.
You're okay, Minister. I wanted to ask you there about what Jack O'Donovan Thraw was saying to us a little earlier on, which is that from what he can see, there's no new designations or derogations in place for nature when it comes to this, that it's sort of just lines on a map.
No, you have a large number of, so for instance, in the OPW, we have included in the National Marine Park, the first of its type in Ireland. And in fact, Killarney National Park was the first national park in Ireland designated. You have Blascaide Moor, you have Skellig Vihil, and you have Derrynane Historical House Park and Beach. Amongst the other elements that are coming in from National Parks and Life, what it will bring is we'll bring synergies. We're making a statement of intent.
What's that
it was
mean?
A commitment to program. It means that in the program for government, we stated that we would look to create a national marine park. We've honoured that commitment. It's 70,000 acres involving alone 54,000 of those acres in the seas around Blascaide.
Yeah, but again, Jack was saying to us earlier, you haven't created a marine park. You've just put lines on a map. You haven't actually done anything to create a marine park. The legislation isn't even in place to do that.
This is a specific... I think if you look at it, this is bringing together a landmass area and sea area of 70,000 acres, where we're looking to, we'll be working as we have done previously with the OPW, with National Parks and Wildlife and other stakeholders, Kerry County Council, and the community, the farmers and the fishermen and others in the area. We'll be looking to put in place an overall universal master plan in terms of biodiversity and sustainability and to grow the area in terms of tourism, but in a sustainable way.
Okay, so how much has been set aside for that, budget-wise?
Well, what's happened to date is 12 million has been spent in terms of the purchase of the Connaught Pass and the Inch Dunes and obviously the Oranmore River. A government will now sit down with National Parks and Wildlife, ourselves in the OPW, to look to put in place, a universal united master plan in terms of management of the area. And government
so there,
will fund
at the moment, there is no budget.
Well, the budget will come in terms of what's required in terms of the master plan. And furthermore, the intention will be then to put in place as part of that master plan various further amenities along all the various archaeological and historical sites to bring further tourism. But I think it can't go unstated. This is a significant moment for Ireland as an island nation. Are designating the first marine park. It's 70,000 acres. It's a phenomenal size. And much of that in terms of our sea, around our seas, around the Dingle Peninsula. And certainly the feeling here on the ground in Dingle today is that it's a very much a good news story for Kerry.
It's
a very good news story.
You know, I tell you what it seems to be at this point, Kieran, from the people who've spoken to the programme thus far, including yourself. It seems to be a nice idea with very little in terms of actual plans to back it up and very little in terms of actual legislation to back it up, because you keep saying you've created a marine park, but we've been speaking, as I said, to a person who's been campaigning for marine parks and protection of our seas, and he says, no, you haven't, because the legislation isn't there to create a marine park, that nothing's going to change in that bit of sea that you've just bought because there's no legislation. No,
The marine park here is cross government departments, and National Parks and Wildlife, along with ourselves in OPW, we've sat down to put in place a bring together various sites that are already in existence in terms of biodiversity and historical and ecological. UNESCO site in terms of Skerry Fihil. It's only one of two UNESCO sites in Limerick outside of Newgrange. These are significant. So if someone is looking in Ireland or looking in from abroad, they will see a national marine park that they can come
When will that legislation come, that marine protection legislation?
Well, obviously what will be required now is that National Parks and Wildlife, who are the leads on this, are obviously will be working with ourselves and other stakeholders.
Do you have a date?
Come up with, I've no precise date, because obviously the announcement is made today, but it's something that is a priority for
All right, so there's no date for when the marine protection legislation will come in. There's no budget at this stage, not even a broad idea as to how much it's going to cost to manage this area.
I think, Sarah, that we've just spent 12 million in terms of purchasing a size of over 3,000 acres to bring about an area along the Dingle Peninsula, both on the land and at sea, that is of historical significance. And it really is a good news story
It has the potential to be a good news story if the plans and the details are in place to make it a good news story. But if we take a look at the government's record on this, and Michael Healy Ray alluded to it there, Killarney National Park, which is under the management of the state, it has huge long-term ecological problems because it's not getting the funding it needs to look after it. There's a rhododendron crisis, there's a Sika deer crisis, there's other invasive alien species asphyxiating the ecosystem. This has been reported over the last couple of years, and that's been allowed to happen.
Killarney National Park is 27,000 acres. Yeah. It's a phenomenal asset. Kerry will now have a second national park.
But you're not addressing the point, Minister, which is that that national park, Killarney National Park, has been let slide into huge ecological problems by the state.
I would refute that. There are government investments through national parks and life going into Killarney National Park on an ongoing basis. Issues will arise from time to time that have to be addressed. You've just mentioned one of those. That happens in any set of circumstances. But in terms of looking at what's required here, it's now about the substance to put in place now. Mm-hmm. We already have plans in terms of biodiversity and so forth. We do ones in the OPW in consultation with National Parks and Wildlife for our own sites like Blascade Moor, like Skelly Fihil and Derrymore. And we will now be doing that very much in a universal way.
I'm just going to bring you back to Killarney National Park just for one second, because there was a report in the Guardian newspaper just last year quoting Owen Dalton, who's a rewilding activist in the area. He also owns a new nearby farm. He said, Killarney National Park is an ecological disaster. It also quoted Daniel Kelly, who's an emeritus professor in botany at Trinity College Dublin, and he said the great rhododendron disaster has taken place while Killarney is in the hands of the Irish nation. Now, the point that I'm putting to you is that you already have a park down there. Would the money not have been better spent in looking after the park that you have before buying another park for which there appears to be no plans in place to look after it?
No, there are plans in place. And this,
what are the plans? Can you tell me?
The plans are to, with National Parks and Wildlife, for ourselves and other stakeholders, to come up with an overall universal master plan for the 70,000 acres, working together on it.
So is to come up with a plan?
No, the plan is not to come up. The plan is to literally put in place a structured approach. Already, all of these individual sites are being managed in a normal way by the OPW or by National Parks or Wildlife in terms of biodiversity. We're now coming together collectively to put in place a national marine park, the first of 70,000 acres, and working with an overall universal master plan. And can I also say, National Parks and Wildlife continue to address the issues that arise in Killarney National Park. And that continues as normal.
Okay, and just briefly on tourism, when can you or when might you expect it to be open to tourism?
They're already open to tourism. The Connor Pass and in terms of the dunes and so forth, they're in private ownership. This is something our National Parks and Wildlife will be looking at in terms of what is the approach.
Okay.
But any situation that arises at the moment in terms of public access, That doesn't change. That continues as
is. I understand. I want to ask you finally, Minister, a totally separate issue on the policing of politicians' homes in the wake of masked men protesting outside and putting banners around Minister Roderick O'Gorman's home last week. And a lot of discussion about how the current approach from Gardaí appears to be hands-off, and a lot of explanation from Gardaí representatives about why, in some instances, that does appear to be the case. That needs to change, doesn't it?
No, I think the Taoiseach was on the Clanbourne show earlier today, and he wants to look at it in terms of whether it's, we'll say, lack of public order laws or whether it's an enforcement issue. He's going to sit down with the Garda Commissioner and Minister for Justice Helen McEntee, along with the party leaders, to look at this particular issue and to see what exactly further we need to do to ensure that what happens outside Roderick O'Gorman house does not happen again.
All right, we'll leave it there. Minister Kieran O'Donnell, thank you very much for joining us this evening.